Hello listeners and welcome back to Unravel Studios. Today, let's talk about the death of our beloved leader, Subhash Chandra Bose, and the conspiracy theories that revolve around it. The disappearance of Subhash Chandra Bose on August 18, 1945 has been an emotional and a charged issue for most of the Indians, who saw in him the active and a virile leader who used all means available to him to secure liberation for his motherland, India. But why has this disappearance affected India and Indians? Because his ideology was different. He did not preach non-violence. He wanted all Indians to come together and fight a war against the British and win India from them. Freedom needs to be taken, not given. To investigate the death of Subhash Chandra Bose, the Indian government had appointed three commissions. The Shahnawaz Commission and the Khosla Commission said that Bose died in an aircraft crash on August 18th, while the third commission, the Mukherjee Commission, concluded that he did not die in an aircraft crash. The government, however, rejected the findings of Mukherjee Commission, but that did not stop scholars from dwelling deep into the truth. The Mukherjee Commission denied this crash. The Taiwan government categorically denied any accident on 18th August. In fact, for a whole month of August, there was no accident. He did not die because of the plane crash. There was no crash that day. Even the airport authorities provide the data that shows that there was no plane crash for a whole month and no plane flew on that particular day. Bose did not die in the plane crash. He escaped from Indochina alive, and his whereabouts were unknown as late as December 11, 1947. As reported in a secret document, this implies that he was alive somewhere but did not die till 1947. The declassification of many files in the last few years related to Subhash Chandra Bose strongly indicate that he successfully made out of Manchuria. There is another suspicion linked to Bose's death. Jawaharlal Nehru's government spied on Subhash Chandra Bose's family for almost 20 years. Jawaharlal Nehru knew that Bose had escaped and will try to make contact with his family when he chooses to return. Spy agencies do not waste resources spying on dead people. Had he been dead, there was no point for the investigation, the IB and the state agencies to keep his folks under constant watch. They did not just spy. They shared this intelligence with M15, the British intelligence agencies whose officer sat in Delhi in the independent India till 1968. The death of Subhash Chandra Bose is one of the biggest conspiracies of independent India. Because had he returned safely to India, Bose would have challenged Nehru for the position of Prime Minister. India under the leadership of Subhash Chandra Bose would be a lot more advanced and developed than it is today. The fate of India could have been changed. I hope you liked today's episode. Don't forget to follow the channel. Stay tuned for more episodes.